talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
You know, I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask me why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them ears, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You
got whatever. Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was from Zach Brown Band. She's got Whatever It Is. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be continuing our interviews by phone. We'll be talking with Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. Also, Richard Cuevas with Floor and Decor. Custom Builder and Remodeling Contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. And finally, Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports, talking about their brand new location in North Charleston. Well, have you picked up the new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our summer issue? Oh, it's a fantastic issue. And outdoor living is so big here in the Charleston area, and that's our big feature for our summer issue. Is we call it our outdoor living issue. And so we've got so many great projects, local projects that happened right here in the Charleston area. And we're able to go into detail and tell you exactly where everything came from, who the contractors were, so that you can contact them yourself and follow up and see about getting a project done for your benefit, for your home. We've also got a big feature on the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's designer show house, which was finished but was never open to the public, and we're showing you those. We've got those photos exclusively. Have a great weekend. And now joining us on the phone, Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. How are you, Sean?
Hey, Tim. Good and yourself. Thanks for calling. It's good to hear your voice again.
You too. You too. Sean, take a moment and tell everyone about Carolina Spa Company.
So Carolina Spa Company, we've been in business now for over 4 years. We've owned the company for a total of 11 months now. We took over in June last year. Ever since then, we've turned the company around into a one-stop shop for our clients. We stock two brands of spas, Coast Spas, built out of Vancouver, Canada, and Marquee Spas, built out of Independence, Oregon. Both brands themselves really set themselves apart from the competitors in the industry, predominantly with their manufacturing qualities, their updated and exclusive filtration systems, and their vast range of spas and swim spas that they offer. Here at Carolina Spa Company, you're going to receive the best customer service in the Lowcountry. Our reviews prove that. And we basically just want to give the client exactly what they want at the end of the day, Tim.
Very good. Now, Carolina Spa Company, you folks sell a spa can also be referred to as a hot tub. Is that right?
Yeah, so our spas is basically the hot tub standard, the industry standard hot tub. We have a vast range of those. And then we also stock and install swim spas. Now, swim spas are an alternative to a swimming pool, except it's installed in just one day. You can use it all year round because it is heated. It's also a exercise facility where you can swim in a stationary position and train. You've also got row bars and exercise bands, as well as the hydrotherapy expected in any hot tub. You get that in the swim spa as well.
Okay. How big are the swim spas?
So the swim spas range from 13 feet all the way through to 21 feet, and that's across both brands from Coast and Marquee. Coast, known as the best built spa in the world, they've got a range of 13, 14, 16, and 21. And on the Marquee front, they are the aquatic training vessels, the ATVs, and they manufacture a 14, a 15, and a 17-foot swim spa.
Yeah, I think our swimming pool at home is like 20 feet long. So, I mean, that's we consider ours to be kind of a normal or maybe a slightly small swimming pool. But it sounds like couple of the swim spas that you just mentioned are about the same size as our traditional swimming pool. How wide are the swim spas?
So the swim spas on average are between 7 and 8 feet wide by the length of your choice. And the one thing that Marquee and Coast do compared to other brands in the industry is they've got a standard swim depth of a minimum of 4 feet. And if you can understand, swimming in the shallow end of a swimming pool isn't that fun. You kick your toes, you scrape your fingers on the ground. That's why we just don't do it. So when it comes to making a purchase decision, you need to understand and do your research around the actual depths of these spas, because that's very important, as well as the actual swim area itself. There needs to be no obstructions, no filters, no seats, no anything in the way, so that you can have an uninterrupted swim area.
And are the swim spas above ground or in ground?
So all these spas and swim spas, so the hot tubs and swim spas, Tim, they are all installed above ground. The in-ground understanding around it is possible, but normally what we do is we countersink them into decks instead of putting them into the ground. The spas are designed to have airflow so that they can maintain their temperature, they can maintain a mold and mildew-free environment. So putting them in ground damages and deteriorates the hot tubs themselves. So it's not recommended.
Okay. So you could, has Carolina Swim Spa ever, a Carolina Spa Company ever installed a swim spa on an elevated house?
Yes. Yes, we have. We've installed them on elevated houses, stilted houses. We've built them on top of decks, into decks. We've done them partially in ground where we've dug down a little bit and then built a deck around it. So the spa probably has about 2 feet exposed. That is a possibility as well. We recently just did a project file in the Charleston Home and Design magazine, a very exclusive magazine that is here in the Lowcountry. And in that magazine, you'll see a 2-page article of where we installed one of Coast's largest hot tubs, the Mirage. It's an 11-foot by 7-foot spa. And you'll see how we countersunk that into a beautiful Ipe deck at a customer's house here locally. You can really see the beauty and the craftsmanship of the tub itself, as well as what we as a company here in the Lowcountry can offer as a one-stop shop, from doing everything from the install, delivery, the hardscape, the landscape, anything that you need done, we can handle that for you, purely removing that stress from the client and allowing them to actually enjoy the purchase decision that they're going through.
Is the permitting process the same for a swim spa or a regular spa from Carolina Spa Company versus a normal swimming pool?
Yeah, so today you do not need any permits to put in a hot tub or swim spa, because you are installing an appliance instead of actually building something that will be permanent. Since it is a portable piece of equipment, you do not need to get any permits. And from a landscaping and hardscaping perspective, you're only building horizontally and not vertically, so you also don't need permits for that. The only thing that you might need is if you're in a neighborhood or a community that has an HOA, you will require HOA approval before putting anything into actual practice when you're building something.
That's a big advantage, because I've heard that there can be certain times of the year a big backlog for permits for swimming pools, and so this ends up being a quicker process to being able to get wet in your backyard.
Absolutely, Tim. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we know here at Carolina Spa Company how tough it is right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, and we're here to help. We have put in strict sanitary practices with all our spas, especially at our showroom as well. And we want to give people that backyard paradise that they really want. Right now, it's difficult to get your family all set up and end up somewhere where it will be safe for them to enjoy the outdoors. And a lot of people are finding it that it's easier to, instead of going somewhere, just walking out your backyard and enjoying the paradise that we can create for you.
That's a good point. I mean, people traditionally take vacations during the summertime, and not a lot of people are flying, and they might be challenged with, you know, having to being able to plan a vacation. You might as well put that money into a swim spa or another regular spa from Carolina Spa Company. That's a really good point. Well, how can folks?
I agree with you, Tim.
Well, how can folks get more information about Carolina Spa Company?
Well, we've got a very, very predominant web presence. We have our website at carolinasparcompany.com. We are also on Instagram and Facebook, and you can find all of those social media links on our website. You can also visit coastspas.com and marqueespas.com to further your research into the products that we sell. And we also, in saying that, Tim, we sell the top brands of the industry. So these brands do come with a bit of a price tag. But here at Carolina Spa Company, we also offer 0% APR financing through Wells Fargo Outdoor Solutions with very, very competitive rates, which gets the client an equal monthly payment. So it's not such of an out-of-pocket upfront cost. And it gives them the flexibility to use their budget so that they can get the best possible brand, best possible solution for their backyard paradise that they want. And you can also contact us directly at 843-936-3196. And alternatively, you can obviously go on our website, Carolina Spa Company, to find out as much information as you need. We also offer maintenance programs. We offer servicing. We offer cleanings. As I mentioned before, we are a one-stop shop, and we're really, really proud of that, Tim.
Well, that's great. And make sure to check out the Carolina Spa Company customer reviews, and so that you can get a full picture of what kind of treatment you're going to get. Well, we have been
Absolutely. We've
been talking with Sean Berger with Carolina Spa Company. Thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you very much, Tim. I appreciate you calling, and everyone out there, stay safe. And if you want something for your backyard and you really want to improve your lifestyle and get the kids outdoors, and please don't hesitate to call to stop by our showroom and let us remove that stress from your life and give you the backyard paradise you deserve.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Appreciate it, Tim. Take it easy. Cheers.
And now joining us on the phone is Richard Cuevas with Floor and Decor. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm well, Tim. How are you today?
Doing good, doing good. Richard, take a moment and tell everybody about Floor and Decor.
Yes, so Floor and Decor, we are proud to say that we are the first store here in Charleston, South Carolina. Looking forward to opening more stores in this area. We are 75,000 square feet of floor and decor, and by that we mean flooring, luxury vinyl, wood, tiles, natural stone, anything you can ask for, from soup to nuts, to get your product and get your project done the right way. We offer a one-stop shop for your shopping convenience.
Excellent. And one of the things that impresses me about Floor and Decor is you've got so many design tips that are printed as signage throughout the store. So I'm sure some people bring in their builders or their designers with them, but do-it-yourselfers, those design tips are very, very helpful, I'm sure, for DIYers.
Absolutely. In addition to the signage, we also offer classes on Saturdays for the do-it-yourselfers, and we actually show them and we allow them to do it themselves. So we offer three classes on Saturdays. You know, it's going to be a little bit different during this time of the COVID-19, where we are sort of limiting operations a little bit. But please look forward to those classes resuming very, very soon. And yeah, definitely, Floor and Decor loves to have an educated consumer. I think educated consumers are the best consumers, right? So we want to provide teachable moments. We want to provide tips for all of our customers to have people do it themselves, right? Not everybody has the funds or not everybody has the resources to get a contractor, right? If you do, that's great. That's wonderful. And some people just like to do things themselves. People like to take the time to do it the way they want to do it. It gives them a certain sense of satisfaction. And providing all these tips that we do throughout the store, it allows people to feel more comfortable with their projects.
Excellent. Richard, your title is design manager. What do you do as design manager?
Well, as a design manager, not only do I run the design department, but I'm also the face of the design department. So I get out there, I provide people with our free design consultations, which we also are very, very proud of at Floor and Decor. We don't charge anybody for our design services. Our design services are free. We provide renderings for and layouts for your projects, so people get a chance to look at the way things are going to end up. Because as a designer, I can see things in my head, right? So you can give me a picture or a sketch or even bring a napkin with a little diagram of your bathroom, and I can see it in my head as the finished product, right? But not everybody is that way. So the reason we have these free design services, which really sets us apart from any other of the big boxes that don't necessarily provide a designer. So we walk you through the entire process. We talk to you. We provide a consultation. So what that means is I go and I sit down with you, I ask you a couple of questions, get to know you a little bit, right? Because what I'm doing here is very important. What we're doing here is very important. My team and I and the entire staff here at Floor and Decor really take pride in what we do. We find that it's very, very interesting and very important for people. You know, a lot of people save up for years and years and years to do this one project that they've been waiting for so long, and perhaps haven't had the time, maybe haven't had the financial resources to take on something like this. So what we do is really important for people, and it changes their lives. You know, you have a person who's been in their home for 20 years and really just doesn't love their home and the way it looks anymore. So we take the opportunity and make these things happen for them, and we make these, you know, these dreams of redoing their spaces come true. And I think we do pretty well.
I've always found that when it comes to picking out tile, you really need to lean on a design professional to help walk you through it, because there's so many, it's almost an infinite number of tile choices out there.
Right, right. So this is part of the design process, and the consultation process is ask you a couple of questions, right? Whenever you make a design appointment, you can either do one directly at the store with an associate, or you can go into flooranddecor.com and make your appointment. It asks you a number of different questions, right? So it gives you the opportunity to give us a heads up as to what it is that you're looking for. I mean, if you're looking for, so I do the supermarket sweep, right? So I don't go down every aisle because I don't feel like I need something from every aisle. I go specifically to what I need or specifically to what my customers need in order to sort of streamline the process. You know, this is, can't take the entire day on one consultation, obviously. And if it does, it does. I've spent hours upon hours throughout the course of many days and weeks with customers working on their big projects. But that's part of what we want to do here. We don't want you to come in and be so overwhelmed with the, you know, 75,000 square feet of tile options, right? We want to make sure that we walk you through and take you to exactly what it is that you want to make your project happen.
Good deal. What about on the contractor side of things? How does Floor and Decor treat the tile installers?
Well, I mean, our contractors are gods here for us. We want to make sure that we always have somebody available within our pro team, and we do have a dedicated pro department specifically for our contractors. And our pros are former installers, former business owners, people who are in the business, people who have actually gotten down and done this work. So we have people who are able to talk to our customers, our pros, our contractors about all aspects, and it lends a certain sense of credibility to Floor and Decor, because we really have people who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We don't just have people who are just put into departments just for sake of filling a department. These people have to know what they're doing. They have to be credible. So we have a great program for our pros put together where they sign up. They get a lot of perks and incentives, part of which are a wonderful rewards program. Probably, I think we've been rated one of the best rewards programs around. Your points do not expire. So based on the amount of money that you spend, you get a certain amount of points, and those points are redeemable for a huge assortment of different things, from golf gear to trips to concerts to sporting events. I mean, there's really no limits. We've partnered up with a lot of different vendors to provide our pros with an added value, not only just getting a great product at a great price, but there's some rewards and incentives, and that's just a small aspect of what the pro department does. They also have dedicated loading. We have priority pickup for the pros. It's a very, very big program, in addition to also a lot of different discounts from local vendors in the area as well. And once you sign up, you'll see the added benefits, once again, not only in price and product selection, but also in perks and benefits.
Sure. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Floor and Decor?
Well, you can come and see us on Rivers Avenue. We're on the corner of Rivers and Aviation in North Charleston. You can visit us every day, 24 hours a day, at flooranddecor.com. And you can stop in and say hello to me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. Please, please, please come down if you have any projects. No project is too small for us. Please come and visit us here at the store. We're available 7 days a week. We have available hours during the week, and we're also here Saturdays and Sundays for your shopping convenience.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with design manager Richard Cuevas with Floor and Decor. Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you so much, Tim.
And now joining us on the phone is custom builder and remodeling contractor Tommy Priester with Priester's Contracting. How are you doing, Tommy?
Doing good. You?
Doing just fine. Thank you. Tommy, take a moment and tell everybody about Priester's Custom Contracting.
Well, Priester Custom Contracting, we're a family company. And we specialize in large renovations and custom home building. We build all around the Tri-County area, and been very fortunate to have really good clients that allow us to build for them. Right now we're currently building in several locations. We're building a house downtown Charleston, which was a total tear down and build back. We're building a house in Meggett area right on the water. You actually caught me at that job site. So we were doing some layout with plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. We're at that rough end stage. But they've got a beautiful view here of the intercoastal and the big city of Hollywood, I believe it is, Meggett, South Carolina. We've got a project going on in Seabrook, project out at Kiowa River Estates, and then one in McQuillanville. So we spend a lot of time in the vehicles here lately and traveling that road. But again, like I said, we get a lot of our work through a referral, and so it kind of dictates that we go all over the Tri-County area for our clients, because most all this work has been referred to us through past clients. And we don't have superintendents, so I visit each job site every day, so we travel Tri-County area building custom homes and doing renovation.
Well, that's impressive, and that's a good illustration of all the different places where Priester's Custom Contracting can help homeowners. Talk about the it being a family business. How does that break down?
Well, I always tell people that Shelly and I, we just had our 30th anniversary in June.
Oh, congratulations.
And, she has been doing the books and the accounting. I always tell clients when they first meet us that if they want to know anything that is smart, the smart part of the business, that they need to call Shelly, and she runs the workings of making sure subcontractors are carrying all the proper credentials, meaning that they have their general liability and workman's comp, and our homeowners and Priester Custom Home as additional insured, and that they've been in Charleston for the long term, because when we finish building these houses, we want the clients to know that they have a warranty on their house and that they have somebody they can pick the phone up if they have a mechanical failure, as plumbing and heating and air and lighting, for instance. And these companies, we vet them pretty heavily to make sure they've been in Charleston for a long time and that they carry all their proper credentials, so that our homeowners are protected and that they're just not here for a short period of time to get the job done, and then when it comes around to Warrington something, they're no longer here in Charleston. And she's kind of watches all of that aspect, whereas I'm the guy that's out in the field actually running the guys and talking with them and doing layout and meeting with the client and the architect and building their house. And actually we feel like we build homes and relationships more than we do just a product or a house.
Mm-hmm. Your son is involved as well, is that correct?
He does. He checks job sites the same as I do. He's grown up in this industry, and so he's very familiar with plan reading and the order in which things go. So he checks job sites, make sure things are clean and everything's run in an orderly manner. And so he goes in one direction, I usually go in another direction, and then we cross paths at some point during the day, but we visit each job site every day.
Priester's Custom Contracting has won a number of local awards through the Charleston Home Builders Association, the PRISM Awards. And what do you attribute all of these awards that Priester's Custom Contracting has won over the years?
I contribute that to having really good clients. As you well know, this is a team effort, and we do custom homes, so every client is different, and we've been fortunate that we've had some really good people to work for, and they've built homes in areas that are really desirable, and I contribute anything that we do, really fortunate that we get the opportunities to do that and to build it for them, and so I think that a lot of that is contributed to the homeowner, and we really appreciate what they do for us and giving us that opportunity.
You mentioned that you and Shelley have been married for 30 years. How long has Priester's Custom Contracting been around?
That's one of those smart questions, Tim, that you'd probably have to ask Shelley, because I'm going to answer it wrong. I can guess to me that it's been in the early 90s that we started doing this. So it's been many years that we've been doing it, so we learn a lot through that time. But it's been a while, and to give you a direct date, that I would have to refer you to her.
That's okay.
She would get on to me for that. She says, you've got to remember things like that. But I told her, I said, there's so much that is demanded that you do remember on a daily basis that it's hard to remember at all.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter after a little while, you know, whether it's your birthday or, you know, exactly how many years you've been in business or something like that. I can identify, because we've been around for about 20 years. I'd have to think about exactly how many. So I get what you're saying. I got a kind of a weird question. You see a lot of people that as they get older, they're interested in homes that are on kind of a single level, but that's not always possible with the footprint of the home site that they're going to be building on. What is it about certain staircases, the rise, that sometimes they feel really like you have to work at it a little bit more to climb a set of stairs, versus some that have a more gentle rise, and they always seem, I don't know why, I'm a little bit weird, but like this, but I always count steps as I'm going up, and they're always 17 steps.
I think that this is it might just be a number that that lays out, and you probably more cognizant, you're more aware of what you're doing, because they are elevated houses. But to answer your question on the ease of going up some versus some of them feeling just like a ladder that you're climbing, we typically do our stair treads a little, they call them, some of my exterior trim guys call them Tommy stairs. It's because they know that I always want the wide stairs, which is usually a measurement of about 11 inches. And on 11-inch tread, it throws that rise out further, and it gives you more of a gradual climb. And for older clients, if the lots are conducive for it, we try to get a landing in there to break up that run, because for some reason it's a mental thing. And if you hit a landing, it feels like a resting point.
Right, yeah.
And you can rest there before you make the next climb. But these elevated houses are so common here, because so much of the property has been built on now, that now we're building on all these areas. Most of them are flood areas, so the flood zone requires them to be elevated above the flood, which requires them to be elevated houses. And what I typically tell a client that's an older client that's coming to Charleston is that one of the common things that they need to do is look that they have a space for an elevator, because an elevator does so many things that some people say, well, I would never get in it, but they don't realize it's luggage and groceries and the things that you have to carry up and down stairs. You can put in an elevator and just push a button, and then heaven forbid that there might be an accident or something where you were hurt, that that you might have to get in that elevator to get in the house. And when they realize that they are accessible to them, it becomes something that they're not concerned with anymore. You pick up a lot of things on an elevated house that you don't on a one-story house, which is mainly to be used.
Yep, that's true.
You heard me say a lot of these houses are on waterfront that we're building, and they get a lot better views as they go up in the house. And if they have the ability to go up in that house with ease by the elevator or stairs that are a little easier to climb, it makes all the difference in the world. But the elevator's a key in these houses to accessibility.
You're right, and just as a side note, elevators are not as expensive as people think for your home. They're, you know, you can get an elevator, a three-stop elevator, for $20,000 or so, or less.
That's right.
And just talking to you about the stair treads, that's just one of a thousand pieces of the puzzle that go into building a custom home, and I find it. Interesting that you were able to answer that question just so quickly and so with such knowledge, and that reflects, I'm sure, on when you are working with a customer and they start asking you about this or that, you know, you have that experience and you're able to answer those questions intelligently, and that just and rather than trying to, you know, BS or that kind of thing. So just another really, really good reason to hire an experienced contractor like Priester's Custom Contracting. Well, how can folks get in touch with Priester's Custom Contracting?
They can call me directly if they'd like at 843-200-8495. Or they could visit our website, which is Priester Custom Homes, and contact us through the website if they'd like. Either one of those two ways would work.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tommy Priester with Priester's Custom Contracting. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone now is Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself this morning?
Doing just fine. Jay, take a moment, tell everyone about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. Thanks. At HWC Custom Cabinetry, we help design and then build and install your cabinetry project. So whether you have something already formally drawn by an architect or a designer, or you've just got an idea in your mind or sketched on a napkin, we have the team that can help you work from that point all the way through to completion, getting it delivered, installed in your home, ready for the next step and for your use.
Jay, have you been seeing anything other than the traditional white painted cabinets at HWC Custom Cabinetry? Everyone seems to gravitate toward the white painted shaker style.
You know, you're exactly right, Tim. We're here on the coast in the Low Country, and that style is going to be very timeless here. A couple of the things we're starting to see a little more of is, you know, from just a color perspective, there's a lot more gravitation towards some grays and even some blues and other splashes of color that are fun. A trend that I'm excited to see growing here in the Low Country area in particular is a real movement or growing trend to contemporary style, and really embracing some of the modern finishes and textures and stuff that aren't just simply, you know, what can a talented finisher do to a piece of wood to make it look like whatever it is they're looking for. There's a lot of various man-made materials, acrylics, thermal structured surfaces, and others that have everything from super high gloss, mirror quality, or even utilizing mirrors and glass and acrylics, to some super mats or dead flat type stuff that, you know, that is engineered to not show fingerprints, and even does some of the technology out there even lets you rub out with just the heat of your finger minor scratches and stuff in the finish. They're calling it a nanotechnology type product. And so quite cool and interesting, in addition to lots of other textures and colors and stuff like that. And one of the most exciting things to me about that is the material doesn't need to go through a finish booth. So you're removing a lot of that labor that goes in. It is frequently a significant part of especially custom and specialty finishes. So it can actually even be better price point wise at times than even just kind of a regular shaker style painted finish. Certain things, some things are a little pricier, some of your extremes of gloss or lack of gloss can push that envelope some, but there's a lot of stuff in the middle that just is really nice, sharp, ideally suited for the low country, and much more in the contemporary end of things and styles.
Yeah, I brought up that subject of the white painted shaker style because so many kitchens these days go with that particular style, and HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks are often challenged by either the builder or the designer or the customer, the homeowner, to really create something different other than, you know, that white shaker style. I'm thinking of the cube style cabinets that you folks, HWC Custom Cabinetry, did it featured in our winter issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And they came
That's
to you
right.
with the idea, and then you had to like do a lot of calculations to try to figure out if it was even possible, right?
That was a very fun and challenging project, and it was very much a collaborative effort from the client to everybody, even the guys on the shop floor doing the work.
Well, that's great. HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks are working with custom builder and remodeling contractor Mark Rigobuto with Renew Urban Charleston, and on a project we featured the house in our also in our winter issue. We called it the title of the story was His Old House, because Mark has been featured on This Old House, the PBS long-running program. And tell us about the cabinets that you're creating for Mark Rigobuto.
That's right. Now, that's an exciting project, and that also kind of underscores that the trend, I won't say away, but growing trend to have a little more color and style than just a simple white shaker cabinetry going on. We've done a few other things. We're utilizing one of our metal drawer systems, Vionaro by Grass, which is a very sleek and elegant charcoal colored drawer system, full extension, but it's a little more durable and more elegant, sleeker looking than your traditional wood dovetail drawers. But yet that's behind very traditional fronts in a mixture of colors, mostly around the gray spectrum, as I recall. The interiors are predominantly walnut, which just really accentuates or complements the faces. Very rich, elegant look, very clean lines, a lot of fun. There's a new pull-out step stool that is actually, he's getting the first one that we've put in, and I think one of the early ones, period, for that product. So we're excited about that one. That's cool. You'll have to get in touch with him to remodel your kitchen or us to get a sample of that. But and just lots of little design and organizational features, but yet it's going to blend seamlessly with his home. And it's a great place over there in the old village, very classic Charleston style lines. And what we're doing is going to complement that nicely, yet give a modern contemporary edge, especially under the hood, really take advantage of the design aspect that we bring to the table, so it's going to be an exceptionally functional, well-working, efficient space. He enjoys preparing food, so we're working well with him on that. So a very exciting project.
Yeah, and this is a 1850s circa home in the old village of Mount Pleasant, and I love the way modern contemporary can mix with old and historic. That's a really nice look. Jay, you have mentioned to me before that, and we're almost out of time, but you're running into some supply chain challenges, and your message to your customers is to be patient. And I think everyone has experienced that to one degree or another. We went to buy a bicycle for our daughter, and all the bicycles were sold out wherever we went because during the quarantine. And what message do you have to your customers and potential customers?
I would echo that. We're all kind of in having different effects from everything that's going on right now. And, the municipalities have been inundated with additional stuff, but yet they were really shut down for a period of time. And even now, still, I think, a little lighter staff than normal. And so they've got a backlog plus a heavy regular load. So it all kind of compounds. And just everybody's working hard as they can, doing everything best we can. We've had very weird little things, just like we've had some surface hardware just like, oh no, that's not ready for another few months or whatever like that, like, oh okay, so we have to explore an option. So just we all work together, be patient, and we'll get through this, and you'll have a beautiful project.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get in touch with HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, they can simply call us if they want at 843-207-0750, or check us out on the web at hwccustomcabinetry.com. Google us by the same. We have a lot of pictures and stuff on Google as well that are outside of our website, and we're always kind of working on those a little bit, and it shows the range of contemporary, traditional, and kind of everywhere in between that we do.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And joining us on the phone now is Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports. How are you, Melanie?
I'm good, Tim. How are you?
Good, good. Melanie, take a moment and tell everyone about AGM Imports.
Absolutely. AGM Imports is a family-owned company in the Southeast. We have four locations right here in Charleston. We're also in Atlanta, Charlotte, and then our home office down in Hardeeville. The Antunes family is the owner of AGM Imports, and they have been in business 30 years now. We actually are 15 years here in Charleston. So just a great family company, local people to work with.
Excellent. And AGM Imports, you have a brand new location here in the Charleston area, right?
We do, yes.
Tell everyone where that is.
Yeah, absolutely. We are off of Cross County Road. Our physical address is 7186 Bryhawk Circle, and that's in North Charleston, so centrally located to just about anywhere, off of Ashley Phosphate, close to the airport. So very easy to find right here in North Charleston.
Well, kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What will people experience when they stop by AGM Imports' new location in North Charleston, just off of Cross County Road? I delivered some of our new summer issues of Charleston Home and Design magazine earlier this week. You've got a beautiful showroom, and it's very big and spacious, and but then you go, most of your customers will be walking into the huge warehouse at AGM Imports. And what will they experience when they do that?
Yeah, so we are three times the size of our old building. So if folks are familiar with our old building, we are three times that size now. So we're at 33,000 square feet. We have all LED lighting, so all brand new lighting. It's a brand new building. Everything's, you know, nice and shiny and bright. We have skywall windows, so even extra added natural light out there in the warehouse. Everything is open and viewable. I know everyone in the past at our old place, because we were just so jam-packed in there, people were not able to see everything, but now you can see everything, and just a ton of room out there, a ton of light. You know, we're fully staffed, ready to help. We just want everybody to come see our new building and see how much we have changed and grown over the years. And just see all the new colors, and even old colors that we haven't seen in a while have resurfaced. So that's kind of exciting, because you forget what you had when you can't see it. So everything is out in the open now, so you can see everything. It's great.
That's awesome. And about how many slabs of stone do you folks have on display in that 33,000 square foot warehouse?
Right now we have, as we're, you know, such a larger space to go into, we are about three quarters of the way full right now, with probably around 2,000 slabs out there, with approximately 250, 300 different varieties of different stones, from quartz to quartzite to granite to marble, and we're getting organized out there. So all of our quartz are going to be together, all of our marbles are going to be together, and so on and so forth. So a ton of colors to look at, and as we expand to the other side of our warehouse, we're bringing in more colors from our distribution center. So as in the past, we only had maybe two or three of one color. Now we're going to have, you know, six, seven, eight slabs of one color. So definitely variety and a lot of different colors to pick from.
And for people who maybe are not completely familiar with the process, at some point, if you're looking at maybe some new countertops for your kitchen, or a vanity top, or anywhere around the house that you might be looking to install some stone or quartz materials, you're going to visit a wholesaler like AGM Imports to pick out the slab, approve of the slab. And the slab is, you know, I always describe it as kind of an oversized piece of plywood, but it's, you know, it's very, very heavy compared to plywood, but it's this gigantic slab of stone. And that slab is going to be cut up and fabricated into your countertops. But AGM Imports doesn't do the fabricating. You don't. There's a separate company that will be cutting the stone and measuring and everything and installing, right?
Correct. Yeah. Basically, what we do is, when a customer shows up, we greet them. We explain the whole process of how it works, right down to, obviously, we're strictly wholesale and we don't sell to the public, but we open our doors to the public, so you're able to come in and actually see the full slab that you'll be, you know, purchasing from your fabricator to put in your kitchen, instead of just picture, you know, off of a small sample that maybe the fabricator has. So we're definitely, you know, here for you to be able to see the whole slab. And we do kind of go by a star system, so at least you have an idea, you know, if you're looking at something that's less expensive or more expensive. So yeah, so whatever you pick out, we send that selection sheet over to your fabricator of your choosing, give them the pricing, all the information, and they in turn can give you a price, which will be a full price, including their installation. And if you don't have a fabricator, we have a list of fabricators, of all the fabricators here in Charleston, that we can give you for your reference.
Good deal. And the star system, if someone wants the exact price of the slab, it's difficult to do that, because the fabricator is the one that has to measure and determine the difficulty of the project and what's going to go into it to determine exactly the cost for those countertops. But you use the STAR system to at least give customers a general idea. And like what is one STAR? Is that, would that be like Ubatuba, like a budget-friendly granite?
Correct. Yes. Ubatuba, an oldie but a goodie. Yeah, so that's going to be your base entry. A lot of the production homes and stuff like that, they start out in that one star range and then just kind of go up from there. But we do have several, so don't think that we don't have, you know, something that's right for you, because chances are we do, because we do have plenty of one stars out there for every budget. So.
Mm-hmm. And then the five stars, what types of stone would that be? Those would be more of the rare type stones that are more expensive?
Yeah, and sometimes the common misconception about the STAR system is based on the grade or the quality of the stone, which is not true at all. It's just supply and demand. So those one stars are going to be more readily available, while our five and six stars are going to be those very unique stones where you get the Amazonite, the very semi-precious stones that you find out there that are very rare. So that's where that price comes into the five and six star category. It's just a rare stone, hard to find, therefore it's more expensive. So strictly supply and demand, nothing to do with quality.
Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about AGM Imports?
Absolutely. We have a website, so we're at agmimports.com. It's a great website. It's actually live inventory, so you can go on our website and see the exact material we have right here in our warehouse, and you can also see all of the inventory in our entire company just by selecting a different location. So there's our website, and then, you know, you can call us, 843-747-0088, and absolutely come and see us at our new location on Bryhawk Circle in North Charleston off across the county. We would love to have you.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Melanie Richardson with AGM Imports, and visit their new location off of Cross County Road, Bryhawk Circle. Is that what the name?
Yep, Bryhawk Circle.
Bryhawk Circle. All right, great. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.